China, Wuhan virus. I'm not calling it coronavirus. I'm calling it Wuhan. It's a strain similar to SARS. And you ever wonder how they know that? How do they know it's similar to SARS? You know, talking that way, it's similar to SARS. Talking that way begs questions of whether all this stuff's on purpose. But I know that's analysts overanalyzing. It's similar to SARS. How is that useful? Let's quote Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen. You know, an illustration for the end of the world isn't going to help people anymore. You know, you're talking about the doomsday clock. How accurate is it? You know, an illustration for the end of the world is not going to help people any more than a picture of an oxygen molecule will help a drowning victim. You know, why do we care if this is a cousin of the SARS virus? Why the heck do we care? I suppose you could put that in a report, but that shouldn't be in the main news. You could put it in there somewhere, but we don't need to make that headlines. You know, cousin of SARS virus comes out. You know what? Why? How is that? I think people are trying to scare everybody. They want to put the word SARS in their news reports to scare people because scaring people sells. Just look at how popular horror flicks are. That's the thing. You ever thought about news as being like a horror flick? News is thriller. Maybe we should call it thriller news. Anyhow, I'm calling it Wuhan because that's where it originated. Look, see, someone actually told me this. Taiwan being in the I actually heard this. Taiwan being in the WHO wouldn't be a problem if Taiwan just let China control Taiwan in the first place. I didn't take the person to task on this. What people actually say that these days. It's amazing. China outbreak. They tried to, their disaster of a government made this happen in the first place. They tried to cover it up, made it happen. There was a great article, Foreign Policy. China wants to have open free speech about Wuhan, but not about anything else. Hey, whoa, it doesn't work that way. As my mother always said, there is no peeing section in the pool. You don't work that way. You can't have free speech here, but not any place else. Really great article of Foreign Policy, by the way. That would be in the Cadence of Conflict this week. It would be in China. Look at the Foreign Policy piece. The Cadence of Conflict. That would be symphony.pdt.news, not .com. News. All right. Why does China think that they need to still object to Taiwan being in the WHO? With all that's happening, China is still saying, we should control Hong Kong. Taiwan is China. Taiwan should not be in WHO. We can speak for Taiwan. They're still saying that. You'd think that shame or embarrassment would at least want to make them be quiet about it. As one friend said, if I had a doctrine called Christian perfectionism, I would want to keep that to myself. Where's the sense of self-awareness? Where's the sense of embarrassment that now is not the time to be lecturing the world on what Taiwan should be doing in terms of health? It, right or wrong, it's bad optics and should at least feel embarrassing. But the Chinese are controlled by shame just as much as they are shameless. They're numb to shame because it rules them. And they don't know how enraging they sound to the rest of the world. And they would say that that's the world's problem. They don't understand the danger that they're putting their lives in by sounding that angering to the world. They're totally unaware of how they come across to other people. I've said this again and again. Chinese culture is not just different from America, like Pepsi versus Coke. It's not like that. What we're talking, it's like Pepsi versus SH it. We're talking, China's different. Differences can be nominal and differences can be good and bad. And this is about maturity. China's differences are about maturity. So it's a Chinese culture. And I would argue Eastern Asian cultures, and I'd say Korea and Japan, as far as a lot of the cultural differences. Some things are great and delightful. Some things are really, really wonderful and delightful. But when people say, oh, well, that's a different culture, what they mean is it's nominal, it doesn't matter, so stop bugging me about it. Like the person who says, look, I'm not perfect, all right? Okay, I'm not perfect is often code language for lay off and let me continue to be not perfect. Don't make me do any better. Don't make me learn anything. Don't talk about my problems. I want to keep them going. My problems that I give to you and they become your problems, they have to stay your problems. And I'm not going to be a better person to fix the problems I gave you. I'm going to keep giving you problems because I'm not perfect, all right? That's what that means a lot of the time. And I don't accept that. Yeah, yeah. Different. China has a different culture. Yeah, different. You got that right. Wuhan, very different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the point where I'm trying to go with this. What am I trying to get to in all this? What am I trying to explain in all this? China really believes they've got a messiah complex. That's the upshot of this. That's the punchline. That's the whole point. That's why they're doing this. It's immaturity, as I say. It's very immature to think of oneself as the savior of the world. Now, if Jesus thinks that of himself, well, he's not immature because he's right. He's the savior of the world. But if you're not Jesus, you're not allowed to think that you're the savior of the world. That's just immaturity because you're wrong. See, the Pharisees killed Jesus because he said he was the son of God. Well, saying you're the son of God is not a crime. Saying the son of God when you're not the son of God is a crime. It's never wrong to speak the truth about yourself. I do a good job. Well, that's wrong. What? Why? It's wrong to do a good job? No, you said you do a good job. Well, but do I do a good job? If I do a good job, I should say I do a good job. If not, I'm lying and calling it humility or something like that because I don't know how to handle life. No, but you can't say that. That's a person who struggles with arrogance and doesn't know the difference between the truth and puffing your chest out when you got the smallest chest of anyone else. So I just, yeah. China, immature, arrogant, self-absorbed. They believe, I'm gonna go with this to the end and explain this. China believes they're the savior of the world. They're lost and drowned in this thinking. They can't escape from it. They keep making excuses for their failures and blaming it on somebody else. They just keep dreaming and dreaming and dreaming, and they'll keep telling lies so they can hang on to their dream that they're the savior of the world and that whatever happens, they need to save the world. And if they could just control the whole world, if they could just tell more people what to do, if they could just control the whole world, then all of a sudden it would magically be wonderful. And they need to control the world because they really believe that they are the only ones who can control the whole world and they can save the whole world. And the world's problems is that China isn't there saving it. And if we can just have one world and one China, then all will have peace and everyone will have harmony. And there will be no fights. There will be no religions. There will only be loyalty to one leader and there will be peace. And this is peace in the world and fighting will stop because fighting comes from differences. And if there's no English and no Spanish and no German and no Russian and no French, only Mandarin and only Chinese, no African languages, just kill them if they can't learn. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it because we must have one world, all united, and it will be so good. It will be so wonderful. This is good. They really believe this. People in Taiwan that want Taiwan to go back to China really buy this. They really, really, really believe this. It's real. They really do.